This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Sarah D'Elia. Citizens of Birmingham headed to the polls yesterday. Here to offer some thoughts and analysis on the results of those elections is Kyle Whitmire with AL.com and the Birmingham News. He joins us now. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, let's start off and talk a little bit about voter turnout rate. How was it on average yesterday?
Pretty good. It was 21%, which, you know, that's is that good? I don't know. I mean, it's better than what the trend has been going in for years. At the very beginning of the night, it looked like that we may be looking at 10%. And then suddenly some of these boxes begin to come in, and we got up to 21%, which is fair. Let's just call it fair.
A lot of people had their eyes on school board elections. Were there any surprises for you there? Anything important happen?
Well, we saw the dysfunctional Gang of Five. As they, one of them had already been removed from office after he had to plead guilty to some misdemeanor abuse of power charges. So they were really down to four. And last night we saw Emmanuel Ford, Tyrone Belcher, and Virginia Volker all get sent home. These were the board members who had been working to get rid of Superintendent Craig Witherspoon. Somewhere last night, he was having a party. They had, you know, been working the most against the state intervention team, and they had really said that, you know, the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools accreditation, which they've been put on probation for, I really wasn't that important to the school system, even though it would be just a disaster if they were to lose that accreditation. And so you had voters come out and say, enough is enough. We're going to find someone else. They replaced them with candidates who, for the most part, have pledged that they will work with the state intervention team to work through, not against, this intervention. And they will work to make sure that the system's accreditation is safe.
One of the races that folks were watching yesterday was, of course, the mayoral candidates. Mayor William Bell was reelected, and this will be the first four-year term that he's going to serve. Despite all the fighting between Bell and the city council, Birmingham has given him another shot. Do you think there will be any differences in his attitude with playing well with others going forward?
Well, a lot might change because one of his major opponents on the city council, Roderick Royal, chose not to run for reelection. You know, we'll just have to have a wait and see attitude with the rest of the city council. Royal was probably the most strong willed member of the council, and this could really change that dynamic. William Bell has, you know, we knew going into this last night. I mean, he got 71% last night, but we knew going into this that he wasn't facing any major opposition. And typically, that's just, you know, shows that, you know, there might be candidates, interested candidates out there who've decided that he's, you know, been too strong and this wasn't their time.
There were some reports of problems at some polling locations. Wrong ballots were supplies. Did this greatly impact the voting process yesterday?
You know, there weren't many really tight elections last night. So the answer to that is probably no. But anytime you have problems at the polls, it makes people nervous. This is a city that has a long history of voter disenfranchisement, and you know that it makes people angry when they walk into a polling place and the right ballot isn't there. I know what we've had is a conflict of laws. The legislature tried to change it so that, you know, they would sort of sync up what the city polling places are with the county and state polling places. But the problem is when you're doing that, you can't help but have polling places that have that are split between districts. So you had polling places that had three different districts voting in them, and that's just a recipe for problems.
And finally, Kyle, any runoff elections that we need to be keeping an eye on?
Well, there are two. City Councilor Kim Rafferty will face a runoff against a challenger, Rolanda Hollis, and Marcus Lundy and Leroy Bandy in District 9 are going to be facing each other. And Leroy Bandy has been running over and over again for years. He served on the city council until 2001. He's running for that seat that Roderick Royal gave up. And that race between him and Marcus Lundy will be very interesting to watch.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.